Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. My goodness. Last week, was one of the early people, not the first, but one of the very early people to give you the story on the worst case scenario may have happened with the vaccines, that the antibody dependent enhancement has occurred. If you're not familiar with what that is, because I know there's different people that see different videos, it is basically, if you have received the vaccine, COVID-19 or its variants, and in fact, the vaccine may have been the creation of the variants, but COVID-19 is enhanced because your body has this antibody-dependent enhancement thing that occurs. And as the vaccine wears out in your body, if you get sick, it actually increases how bad the sickness is to you. And you think, well, come on, this, if you haven't heard this before, you would think, well, this is a conspiracy theory. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not even something that they didn't know. In fact, in all their testing, this occurred almost every time. I think it actually occurs like every time in human trials. This is something that they could have easily expected. Obviously, they had to have expected it to happen. Why do you think they made it so that these vaccines and the producers of the vaccines are immune from lawsuits? Why do you think? Because they knew there was massive risk. We kept telling people there are scientists who say this is going to happen because it's happened in studies before they ever invented this. And you might think it's still a conspiracy theory. Well, I've already done a show showing that Dr. Robert Malone, who is the inventor of this technology that they're using, the mRNA technology, he created it. And he was saying that this was a very big possibility. There's so many variables. He's cautious in the aspect that he says going forward, he doesn't know what's going to happen going forward. He can lay out what he thinks might happen here or there. But again, this is experimental. None of this was approved by the FDA. They went around everything, and eventually what they're going to do when this is all exposed is eventually, even though they're the big pushers of it, they'll try to blame President Trump because they lied to him, deceived him, made him push this vaccine through lies of what they were telling him, and then they will blame him eventually because the heat's going to get too much. The truth is going to come out. What else are they going to do? But that they have to be at the stage where they feel like they're so trapped that they'd have to admit that this is all happening. And they're going to double and triple down before that happens, because that's the last thing to happen. That's when they're, I've got nothing else, so we can throw it onto Trump. And sadly, Trump was tricked and deceived and set himself up, sadly, for this kind of thing. Folks, I'm not playing, you know, where I'm looking hindsight and it's 2020. When this was occurring, when Trump was doing the shutdowns, when he was pushing this kind of stuff on the American people, not fully, but he was allowing the states to do it. And he was allowing the states to have powers they really aren't allowed, and they should have been actively suing and trying to shut those states down way more than what they did. They did a tiny bit, but they should have done so much more. I was screaming and yelling, and I'm the biggest supporter you can get of President Trump. And I said, Trump is being tricked. They found a weakness for him. It's the germaphobe thing, but it's more than that. They told him that millions of Americans were going to die, and I think, and I've always said, that I believe Trump fell for it because they're telling him this is a biological weapon behind the scenes released from China. And so Trump was like, well, I can't ignore that. I have to take it seriously because he has a big heart for the American people. The problem is even though that is technically true, it did come from China, and I do think it's a biological weapon that was released on purpose to try to get rid of Trump. Because remember, the whole world was affected by Trump. They don't care that they affect the whole world. The Communist Party of China doesn't even care about their own people, let alone what happens to the rest of the world. They care about their power, and that's it. Anyways, the point here is, I'm not looking back and saying, oh, now it's clear. I've been saying it the whole time. Even when President Trump veered off, I never veered off. I have to tell you this not because I'm boasting, but it's credibility reasons. I don't want to ever lose my credibility. It's important to me because if I lose credibility, then why would you guys ever watch this stuff that I make? You're not going to. I understand that. I take it seriously. So I'm going to play you something with all this big, long setup of Alex Jones, who a lot of people are like, conspiracy theory. I don't care what your views are. Just because maybe someone got something wrong at some point in their time doesn't mean they're wrong 100% of the time. If you really have that belief that you can't trust anything Alex Jones says, then why do you trust anything your local media says? Why do you trust anything CNN says? Those guys are wrong 99% of the time. And they'll report something and then you'll go, that might be true. Alex Jones is wrong like 2% of the time. He might be wrong on a big thing, but it's very rare that he's wrong. That's the real truth, and they don't want you to know that. Anyways, so if he's wrong on something, and I don't know, you could point out and say, I think he's wrong in this. Fine, that doesn't discredit what he's reporting on here. Nobody is 100%. I try to be as close to 100% as I possibly can, but I understand. Here's the difference is if I ever am wrong on something, it wouldn't be because I was lying to you. It'd just be because somebody gave me information and the information ended up being wrong. And then I would just admit, well, that information was wrong. Let's correct it. Here's the right information. That's all I would do. Anyways, Alex Jones deals with conspiracy theories at times because other people won't. And I'm glad that he does because he fills a void because, as we're finding out, many of the conspiracy theories that the left especially says, if the left says it's a conspiracy theory, then you know it's like 100% true. If the right says it's a conspiracy theory, it depends who's saying it. If it's a rhino, it's probably 100% true. It's probably not even a conspiracy theory. It's probably just the truth. Alex Jones is going to break down what I had covered in the past, the vaccine antibody dependent enhancement. What he's saying here, I know is true. That's why I'm giving it to you. But for those who just can't take that it's coming from Alex Jones, then I will back it up with Dr. Robert Malone again, the inventor of the mRNA tech. You can't get more qualified than Dr. Robert Malone. You can't. He invented the technology, folks. So whatever Alex Jones is saying, you're going to find out, well, Dr. Robert Malone was warning about that very thing. So understand what you're about to see. It's the truth. Now, he first starts out talking, and I'm not playing it right at the very beginning, of how this antibody-dependent enhancement, you're going to hear a lot in the news, and it's not good, and people are probably going to die from it. But then he talks about how, well, there is some hope because there are some treatments. So for those of you who have gotten vaccinated, good thing you stuck through this whole opening because there might be hope. It doesn't mean it's necessarily a death sentence for you, but you need to know everything you can about what might happen. And again, it might happen to you. I can't say for sure. Here's Alex Jones.
There are treatments that are now being developed and tested that can save some people. And that's why the UK government just ordered a record amount of anti-blood clotting agents, £3 billion worth. That order's much bigger than anyone in their history, obviously, because they know what they've already done to you. Antibody-dependent enhancement. Suddenly, they're even talking about it on CNN. And that's just one of the things in hundreds of studies, many of which were conducted by Dr. Fauci, we discover that almost all of the different types of mammals that they injected with similar vaccines that target spike proteins on coronaviruses, that in almost every case, the animals die within a few months of being given the injection. And it can be extrapolated out that humans, and the physiological differences would die in a few years. That's how Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and so many other respected medical doctors came on this show and said, you will see antibody dependent enhancement by the first fall and winter after the injections, and now it's already beginning. All right, I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is a live Sunday, August 1st, 2021 transmission. And let me just start right here with the big announcement. It is not debated by the CDC. It is not debated by the NIH, National Institute of Health. It is not debated by the NIH or the British National Health Service or any of the major governments of the world that the so-called COVID-19 vaccinations, whether they be a virus vector from Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca, or whether they be an mRNA from Moderna or Pfizer, all of them make you get COVID and make you shed COVID and make you create deadly variants, and doesn't work. It doesn't lessen how bad your sickness is. All of it was a lie. And it turns out they knew from hundreds of prestigious studies and government initiatives. The University of Texas wasn't studies. It was a four-year initiative of seven universities led by the University of Texas, where they gave all sorts of spike protein vaccines for coronaviruses to rats, ferrets, other animals. And some rats lived, none of the ferrets lived.
Before he ever reported on that stuff, I had seen, or not even before, maybe at the same time he was reporting on it, I had seen other doctors going around making videos all talking about this. And it wasn't common knowledge. And it's still not common knowledge, the antibody-dependent enhancement. When they were talking about it, to them it was common knowledge in their field of work, especially when you're talking about vaccines. Virologists knew that this happens, and they had said this before the vaccines had even been given out. There was doctors warning, wait a minute, every time we've tried this, it creates this vaccine antibody dependent enhancement situation. What does that mean? That means they knew the whole time. I'm talking about the CDC and those who were telling you to get this behind the government. They knew the whole time that this would be the consequence. Were they blinded simply by money? Possibly. Why would they do the bidding of China? Maybe China is using this for a biological warfare. Folks, I've said it 100 times on my show. This is the perfect scenario for biological warfare. China knew that you can wave money in front of anybody in Washington, D.C. and get them to do their bidding, right? Does anyone even think that that's not true? Of course it's true. They will do anything for money. They're all about themselves in Washington, D.C. So China, let's say, wants to do a biological weapon, but you can't set it off because it could kill yourself. You're not going to destroy your own country. You don't even care if some of your people die. You really don't. But you yourself, as a communist leader, don't want to die. So you need to do this in a way where you can get your enemies to have this biological weapon affect them way more than it would ever affect you. You would be fine, but they won't. How do you do that? Well, wait a minute. You've been doing all these studies. You know in China that antibody-dependent enhancement happens when they try to do vaccines for coronaviruses. How do we get everyone to take a vaccine? Because then we could just have our enemies, and you know what? We should make their military do it as a mandate. Yeah, they should be the first to get it. And then let's all have their healthcare physicians get it too. Then we can wait like a ticking time bomb. And then we can just release another sickness that is the same or something similar variant, so that when the antibody-dependent enhancement has fully taken place in their body, when they get this sickness, they will get sick way, way worse than they normally would have if they had never gotten the vaccine and created this antibody-dependent enhancement. See, without the vaccine, what happens? Well, the communist leaders in China aren't taking the vaccine. Do you know that? almost everyone in China is not taking the vaccine. Isn't that interesting? They don't take it, well, they'll get a cold. Or maybe the flu. Maybe. But a sickness, and then they recover like normal, and their body adjusts and gives them the natural immunity. But not the vaccinated people. And they knew this would happen to people. That's the worst part. They knew it. I could give you a lot more about Alex Jones, but I have to confirm what Alex Jones is saying with Dr. Robert Malone. Just a couple episodes ago, I had given you this information, but not everyone sees every episode, so I want to give it to you again. Here's Dr. Robert Malone basically confirming the stuff that Alex Jones was saying, if you don't want to believe him.
And if those data verify that the titers are higher in the blood with those that have been vaccinated compared to those that have not been vaccinated, that would be the smoking gun to demonstrate antibody-dependent enhancement of virus replication, and that would typically correlate with disease. So that's where we're at, is these preliminary signals being disclosed by unnamed government officials suggest that we're there in the worst case scenario that the vaccine community has been warning about since the beginning of the outbreak, because it's been the history of all other coronavirus vaccine development programs in humans and in most of the animals. So I don't know what else to say. This is another one of those. It looks like a duck, it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck. It's probably a duck, but we got to prove it.
And that's from The War Room with Steve Bannon. A great interview. And folks, it's not like they're just saying this. Why didn't they say this before? If you've gotten the vaccine and you're thinking, well, how come I didn't know this? Well, doctors were trying to warn you, but guess who censored it? Twitter. That's why you should sue them. Google. Twitter, Google, Facebook, they censored a lot of this information about this, saying it was misinformation. So they're not immune from lawsuits, by the way. They're not Pfizer. They didn't get the immunity. I would suggest that anyone who gets this whole negative consequence of antibody-dependent enhancement, a law firm should be out there collecting people's data and suing on their behalf. And they should be suing Google, Twitter, and Facebook, because they are saying, especially Twitter and Facebook, they are saying they are publishers. They purposefully hid the truthful information, and only that you see the lies from the government. That's the facts. So if you want someone to blame, it's Twitter and Facebook and big tech who censored this because they didn't want you to know. Now, how far are you going to get with your lawsuit, with how corrupt our government is? Not very likely you'll get far at all. You're going to need some big law firm that represents people for free, that everyone can join on, that will cost you nothing. And then will that type of thing happen? You know, that's the kind of thing that should be happening. All these places should be getting sued up the wazoo over everything, over when they shut down COVID-19. All these businesses should have sued. They should have all got together and did lawsuits for destroying constitutional rights and shutting people's businesses down. Everybody who's been forced to wear a mask, that is a medical decision being forced upon you. That is illegal. They try to say it's not. But we've got corrupt courts that will probably throw those cases out, even though you have 100% standing. You're 100% right when you say you can't make a medical decision for me. But you see, when communists like Joe Biden and the Democrats get into power with the help of the Communist Party of China, they don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about your rights. They don't care about your laws. And if they tell you to get a vaccine, you take it. And they don't care that if we've warned you, they actually shut us up and censor us. And they try to threaten us for giving you the truth. So if you took the vaccine and you're really mad that nobody told you, we did, they censored it if you didn't see it. They stopped you from seeing it on purpose. And guess what? They knew we were telling the truth. Twitter knew we were telling the truth. They have their fake fact checkers. And their fact checkers, if you ever go back and find fact checkers that said that when we were saying this was misinformation, those fact checkers actually knew it was true and twisted it and tried to find something to say that it was wrong for. They're liars. They should get sued. That's really what should happen. That's what should happen. It's not going to. But that's what should happen. And I'm just saying, focus your anger on the right people. Washington, D.C. did this to you, and Big Tech teamed up along with the Communist Party of China. They all combined to screw you over. And they're going to screw themselves over. That's how dumb they are. Because they're blinded by money and don't understand that they're heading for a massive disaster. They want a disaster, but they don't understand America will not be in the ultimate plans of the global government. There are too many Christians here, so either they have to persecute the Christians and stop the Christians from having any rights whatsoever, or they're going to have to destroy America completely if they're unable to do that. That's what they know. That's what's coming. And you say, that's extreme. When we said that you could have these horrific... When I did my show at the very beginning of the vaccines, is the vaccine a ticking time bomb? And I dealt with this very thing about... And I didn't even understand it, all of it, at the time. I was trying to understand as much as I could because it was so many different scenarios that could happen. But we warned you, ticking time, about the blood clotting, about how this antibody-dependent enhancement thing could happen, and warned you and said it. This could be a plot. It could be a ticking time bomb, and, well, it's come true. And some of you don't believe it's come true. It hasn't really come true. They're seeing the signs of it. It's come true. The problem is we don't know how long, because humans are not rats. So this is all going to come boom, and it could be 2 years from now. It might not even happen. It might be that it sits there until China decides to release something that ignites it. I'm sorry to tell you, that's a possibility. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and try to make people feel better. I'm not going to be here and try to make you feel better. I'm trying to give you the information because there are some certain steroids that they know that can help defeat it. We know that COVID-19, and remember, this seems more nefarious than if you look back. Remember how they didn't want you to know anything about hydroxychloroquine or any other treatments or natural treatments or vitamin D and C and zinc, and how they didn't want people to take that? They wanted everyone to depend on the vaccine. Why? Why did they didn't want you to not know about that you these type of sicknesses can be treated, and you can treat it right at home? Maybe it's because they don't want you to treat it. Why would they not want you to treat it? Well, maybe the people behind this are atheist communists who believe and put in the Georgia Guidestones. If you don't know what the Georgia Guidestones are, Google it right now. The Georgia Guidestones, that they want to make the population 500 million. I don't know if this is their attempt at that fully or not. But you need to prepare yourself for all sorts of scenarios, because clearly good things aren't happening. So educate yourself. Go to thenewamerican.com. That's where you will get the most information you could possibly have. They were all over this stuff, warning as many people as they could about this stuff. You got to go around Big Tech and go directly to The New American. Subscribe. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!